Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Lamed Hey, the last daf in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, as we, Baruch Hashem, have this chuz this year of making a siyum every couple of weeks over the next couple of months until we get back to the larger in quantity Masechtos when we get into Seder Nashim. But now we have Rosh Hashanah, the last couple of sugyas to discuss. We are on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis at the two dots, in the deep into the sugyas of shofar, and how many kolos, as we discussed yesterday, the takana of Rabbi Avohu, blowing all, and how to blow them, neshima achas, shtei neshimos, different shitos, and now we are up to the two dots, mi shabirech, viachach nesmanalo shofar, tokeya umeiria vitokeya. So the Mishnah had said that if somebody says shmona esrei, and then he gets a shofar, then he blows. Lechatchila was supposed to have tkios al seder habrachos, but, and is that a din d'arais or a din d'rabanan? The pashtus is that according to Rov Rishonim, it's a din d'rabanan, even though it says Rachmana, even though yesterday it said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rov Rishonim say that it's a din d'rabanan to blow one in conjunction with the other. The din d'arais is just to blow shofar. And there might be a din d'arais to daven. But putting the two together, specifically on Rosh Hashanah, that it's a din d'rabanan. But remember, Rashi, we mentioned it a number of times already, might hold as d'araisa. And we'll see a strong raya in one of the directions, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of lines. So, says the Gemara, Taima d'lo havi le shofar me'ikara. The reason that the Mishnah gives this case, that you blow afterwards, is because you didn't have a shofar originally. You David, and you didn't have a shofar. Ha havi le shofar meikara. But if I had a shofar originally, so then ki shamalahu, I say the bracha shamalahu, that I need to blow it, I'll say the rabrachas, I need to do it one in conjunction with the other one. And again, highlighting the fact that shofar is a form of tefillah, and that's why it's the sound of a cry, and that's why it's in the shape of a bent person. And just to mention the divrei hashkafa that I don't know if we mentioned in this besechta, and that is, so it's a form of tefillah. What is it? It's a tefillah without words. So what do we need to have a tefillah without words on Rosh Hashanah? Just daven. We daven, malchus, ochanus, and shofros. What extra purpose does the shofar bring that we need to make sure to have this form of tefillah on Rosh Hashanah? So you mentioned in the past a couple of thoughts. The Avnei Nezer, Sacha Shavar says, Alpi Kabbalah, that this day was the day, Rosh Hashanah was day 6 of creation, according to at least one of the opinions, as we had earlier in the Masechta. And that means that today was the day, Vayipach Pa'ap of Nishmas Chaim. Today was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew life into our gufim. He blew our neshama, so to speak, into us. So as an acknowledgement of that occurrence, we kind of blow back to Hashem. A shofar comes from the kishkis, it comes from the inside, and we blow it back to Hashem, not blowing it back, but as a recognition of what He did, of the nishmas chayim that He put into us, we do an act with our pure neshama. Shofar, a lot of the Bali Makshava point out, shofar, as well as other parts of tefillah that don't have words, like tears, v'chulu, it could get much higher in Shemayim than even words could get, because words are still physical. But even beyond words, the sound of a shofar and the bechios and the tears that one has, that could get even higher, and that's one idea behind the shofar without words. Rav Soloveitchik had two other ideas, and that is, number one, he says a lot of times we daven for things, and we're not 100% sure that this is what we should be davening for. We think it should be what we be davening for. I need this job. If I don't get this job, and this is the best thing that can happen to me, and we daven, and we daven, and we daven. Or I need to do this, I need to do that, my child needs this. And we daven, and we think we know what's best. We have to try. But sometimes it might not be the best. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. But we don't have a nevuah ruach hakodesh. That's why we always daven usakabel barachamim uveratzon es tefillah seinu. We don't say accept our tefillahs barachamim. Because we don't always know. So we daven what we think is appropriate, but then we blow shofar, as if to say, Hashem, fill in the blank. We don't want to take any chances on this first day of the year when everything is nigzar. So we say, Hashem, you fill in the blank because you really know what's best for us. That's number two. The third idea is that it's not a fill in the blank, but it's a dot, dot, dot. Because after all, could we ever finish davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We mentioned this, I think, a couple of weeks ago in the daf. And, you know, we finished Mon Esrei. We finished, now we can leave. Now we praised Hashem everything that needs to be praised. And we asked everything that needs to be asked. It's impossible. As the Gemara says in Brachas, Siyamtinu l'shivchei demarech, you finish praising Hashem? Rabbi Hanina told the person in his shul who got up and added on extra superlatives and adjectives to Hashem, Hakel, Agad, Lagibra, Onora, awesome, super. He says, you finished? You can never finish. You say the four words that Moshe Rabbeinu said in Parshas Ekev, Hakel, Agad, Lagibra, Onora. That's it. We can't do beyond because Kalamosev Goreya. The more we do, the less we do. And therefore, we can never really finish. But we have to finish because, you know, we're human beings and we have a lot of other things to do in life. Halavaishi is pala kala yom kulo. But maybe that's what the shofar is as well. Another purpose. We daven at the end of every one of the brachos, we blow shofar. As if to say, you know, we continue. And it's in infinite how much we have to express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three ideas related to why we have shofar, which is a form of tefillah, as this halacha highlights, that we only blow shofar in the context of tefillah. We don't do any other mitzvah while we are davening. No lulav, we don't do during Shmoneh Esrei, we do that during Hallel, and the like, but it's not a din of tefillah, in the shofar sense. Okay, let's continue. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, kam litzluye. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel was about to get up and daven. Unusual, he was davening by himself on Rosh Hashanah. Amar Leila Shameh, he says to his servant, Kina Hirnalach, when I show you, or see on the other gear, so Kina Hirnalach, when I grunt at you, when I make some type of siman, Takali, then blow shofar for me. Meaning he was davening Shmoneh Esrei, and he wanted to have Tekiyos Al Seder HaBrachas, so, and he wasn't going to do it himself, so he signaled, you know, I'm going to give you the signal. Amar Le Rava. Rava must have been there or heard about it afterwards, and he says, Lo Amri Ala Bechavir, no. You only blow shofar, Tekiyos Al Seder HaBrachas, when you're davening Betzibur. When you're davening B'yachid, you just have them separately. Special din, it's only Betzibur that one has that. Tani Nami Hachi, the Braisa also says, Kishehu Shoman, Shoman Al HaSeder. When you blow ala seder v'al seder abrachos b'med v'mamurim b'chever ir. That's only when you have a tzibur, right? That language chever ir is from the Mishnah in Brachos. They use the lashon chever ir for tzibur. Aval shalo b'chever ir shoman ala seder v'shalo ala seder v'lo al seder habrachos. But if it's not b'chever ir, then you do not blow it in the context of Shmoneh Esrei. Stop there for a minute. There's an interesting halacha that we have in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that one can daven a little louder on Rosh Hashanah than the rest of the year. It's good for kavana, says the Shulchan Aruch. Afal pi, tof kuf pei beis. Afal pi shekol yimos Hashanah mispalim balachash, Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha-kipurim, noagin lomar b'kol rum. You have to daven a little louder. Ulahatos lo chayshinan. To confuse other people, don't worry, kibashim mitzuyim b'yadam machzorim. Everybody has a machzor. Everybody has a machzor. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham says, the Prima Gadim says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, don't go too loud that you're really disturbing other people. Just means that people should hear a murmuring instead of not hearing anything. Right? Do it a little louder. The Rishash says in our Gemara, it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. Because the servant would have been able to hear him. So the Rishash says, you know, see from this Gemara that it wasn't too loud. It wasn't so b'kol ram, or else he wouldn't have had to give him the signal.
Sorry, good.
Sorry? If he was, he's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei.
But Shmoneh Esrei is...
Shmoneh Esrei, but the tefillah... I'm saying, but even the Shulchan Aruch is like, even the Balacha should be a little louder on Rosh Hashanah, and on the Yom Narayim. So the Rosh Hashanah is saying that, you see from this story, that he didn't do it so loudly, or else his servant would have been able to hear. Continuing the Braisa, second wide line, the Yachid Shalotaka, Chaveiro Tokeelo, a Yachid that does not blow shofar, his friend can blow shofar for him. But a yachid that did not make the brachas, meaning Shmoneh Esrei, the chaver cannot be mevarech for him. Does that mean only if he does not know, only if he knows how to do it himself? We'll have to get into those discussions. But the line here says that Shomer Kaone would not work in this context for the Shmoneh Esrei. So let's talk about these last two lines. Let's go backwards first. First, the second line. The Ran here says, why doesn't Shomer Kaone work? So the Ran says, it's also the first daf in Maseches Megillah, the Rishonim quoted, and that is, there are some halachas which are excluded from Shomer Kaone. Number one is Kriya Shema. Shomei Ka'one, you got to say Kriya Shema yourself. Kabbalah Samalcha Shemaim. Shmoneh Esrei could be this. Yerushalmi. So certain items shouldn't be shomea, used through shomea ka'oneh, unless it's impossible, unless somebody doesn't know how to. But even if once one knows how to, so then there shouldn't be shomea ka'oneh. What about birchas hamazon if it's not a zimun? Also there, the Ron mentions that if one is not doing a zimun in the days of old, when there was a zimun, then the mezamim said everything. But if there's no zimun, just shomea ka'oneh, then the Ron quotes that that should not be done through shomea ka'oneh. Again, he says tefillah, kriyashma, and berachas hamazon. This is tefillah, this is one of them. What about the previous line of the Braisa? A yachid that does not blow, his friend blows for him. What's the havamina? There's a havamina that you would have to blow yourself, every single person? There's a havamina that the mitzvah is every person has to be tokeya, l'kol echad v'echad, like Yovel? Maybe yes. It's not so unheard of in the fact that there is another mitzvah out there like it, the mitzvah of Yovel. But the Pnei Yeshua can't even fathom it. He says, what's the Gemara's havamina? Says the Pnei Yeshua, l'chore yesh l'tamua al zeh hatam, t'hakol ha-mitzvah sh'adam motzi eschavero, nireh, right, he says that it can be yotzei. Dehainu dafka kagon in yani brachos v'tfila shein tluyin b'dibur ma she'enkin b'mitzvahs tkia she'toli b'maisa v'chobes ha'gufi lo ashkechad ki agavna she'adam yachal hoti eschaveiro. You know what the havamina is? And he's even turning it on its head. Why should it work? Right, we usually say, why not? We're so influenced by what his answer is going to be. Says the Pnei Yeshua, you know what the havamina is? Maybe this is a mitzvah she'begufo. A mitzvah shebegufo, everyone, somebody has to put on tefillin. What, somebody can put on tefillin for me? No, nobody can put on tefillin for me. If it's a mitzvah shebegufo, so that's it, it's a yom tshuva yelachem, that's what the havamina is. This is a mitzvah shebegufo, tali al kol echad ve'echad, every single Jew, every single man has to do this mitzvah. That's the havamina. And the answer is, it's a mitzvah of shmiya. And therefore, there is no such thing. Elo de be'emes l'nyin tkiya eino nutzrichen l'kach. Elo mishum de b'shmiya talya melsa k'mo shakasav kala poskim v'ham afarshim. It's a mitzvah of shmiya, but what did we think? What might we have thought? It's a mitzvah shebeguv, a lulav. What about a lulav? Somebody else could eat, may I shake a lulav for me? Somebody else could eat matzah for me? So all the other mitzvahs of yantif, somebody else could sit in the sukkah for me? No! So this is the only one. Somebody else could fast for me. The only mitzvah related to one of the chagim that I don't have to do myself. Or maybe I do have to do myself. Right? I do it myself. I hear the shofar. So I do it myself. But what was the havamina? If the mitzvah was tkiya, not shmiya, I'd have to do it myself. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. That's the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. And the rule is, by a mitzvah shebegufo, a mitzvah that's upon every certain individual, you have to do yourself. Who made this famous? The Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin, actually the Ksos. The Ksos made the Tosfos Rid famous in this sugya. And that is the Tosfos Rid asked in Kiddushin at the beginning of the second parak. Why don't we say by all mitzvos, shlichus? That's what one of the sugyas of shlichus is, the beginning of the second parak. What, I'm tired today. I'm going to make a shliach to daven for me. I'm going to make a shliach to put on tefillah for me. You know, what's the problem? There's a concept of shlichus, shluchos shel adam kamoso. So what's the problem with using shlichus for many different areas of halacha? Says the Pnei Yeshua. I'm sorry. Says the Tosfos Rid. In the context of shlichus l'dvar avera, he says, yesh makshim, im kein, l'chol dvar mitzvah, yo'al ha-shliach, v'yomer adam l'chaveiro, shev besuka avuri, hanach tfilin bavuri. You know there's an answer to this question, but you got to formulate it. Says the Tosfos Rid, why can't you make a shliach for tefillin and sukkah? Answers the Tosfos Rid, v'lav milsahi, shah mitzvah shechivo hamakom la'asos begufo, hech yipater hu al yedei shlucho, v'hu lo yaseh klum. If there's what's called a mitzvah shebegufo, a mitzvah that is obligatory upon my body, so of course I can't make a shliach. Bivadai, begerishin, vekidushin, mahani, ki hua megarish velo a shliach. When it comes to a halacha that I don't have to do myself, I just have to make sure that it's done, but it can relate back to me that I can make a shliach for kidushin, for gerishin, for selling things. Right, but shemasha kasa beget ano ploni patres plonis v'chinami aisha l'miyu mukudeshes ki im lo v'hiyishto or hafrashes truma or shchitas karben pesach. All of those, I can have somebody do it. It relates back to me. Aval besuka hachinami yachol lomar l'shlucho aseli suka v'hu yoshev ba aval miyasha b'chaveru lo ki emiklum v'chein lula v'tzitzes v'chalamitzvus. That is the formulation of the Tosfos Rid, and that's the Havamina here. of the Pnei Yoshua, that shofar, I have to blow myself, just like every other mitzvah, I have to do myself. And the Ksosis, the Ksos quotes the Tosfos reading, just has a little different formulation, where he says, Maisa versus Totsa'a. Is this mitzvah all about the act, or is it all about the result that is achieved through the act? If it's about the act, then I have to do it myself. Let me just, I'm sorry, his formulation is the opposite, but we'll see. He said, Vanir Lady is Daiti, Skupe Beis, the first simon in Hilchos Shluchim, in Choshe Mishpat, says the Ksos, to keep it the Shluchos, of Kaboso, Lo Amrin, Eli Bimidi Da Asiya, where it's all about an act that is performed, that relates back to me, so that's where Shluchos can be good. To us, Maisa Shlucho Kamoso, Avo Bemidi Deleka Asiya. That's his Lashon. But something that is not an act, but it's a state that I must be in, so then you don't say Shlucho Kamoso. Tefillin, I have to be in the state of wearing tzitzis. Wearing tefillin, or tzitzis for that matter. It's not just a Maisa Hanachas Tefillin, that you could do the Maisa for me, and it relates back to me. No, I have to be in a state of Hanachas Tefillin on me. I have to be in a state of tzitzis. Remember we had the Gemara earlier in the Masechta? Somebody who is a Poshe Yisrael Begufan, a Karkafta de Lomanach Tefillin. A skull who doesn't wear tefillin. What does that mean? There was a chalos when somebody wears tefillin. He's a different person. Avo betfillin, kishashliach meniach tefillin, hanachazu shi yasiach chashav kilo amishaleach, asa hanachazu, avo lakati loi niach tefillin arosho, ela rosh shlucho. Okay, I did the act, it's as if I put tefillin on you. That doesn't help me. Fine, I did the act, but I did the act on you. And therefore, that's not good enough. So that is why shlichus doesn't work. But Pesach, the Kiddushin, the Gerushin, Shchitas HaPesach, Umaisa Kiddushin, the Gerushin, Havel Kilu Asu, as if I did it. And if it's all about the act, so then it is okay. Ironically, Kiddushin and Gerushin, you know, you achieve a marriage, you achieve a divorce. But the Ksos calls those Midi Da Asiya, not Midi Da Memela. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. So we just discussed two lines in the Brisa. First we had the line of, so somebody can blow shofar for me, because Lamaskana, we know, the mitzvah is Shemiya, so I am doing it. I am doing the mitzvah of shofar too, but it's not tzkiyah, it is shmiya. And number two, the yachid cannot make, say the birchos, shmona esrei, for the other person. Last line of the braisa, third wide line, umitzvah bitokin, yosir mena mevarchin. And there's a bigger mitzvah for those blowing shofar than for those making the brachas. What does that mean? Ketzat, shtei ayaros ba'achas tokin ba'achas mevarchin. There are two cities in opposite directions. I only have time to go to one on Rosh Hashanah. In one place they're blowing shofar, in one place they're doing machzor zechores shofars. I don't have a sitter. I don't have a machzor, so I can't say machzor zechores shofars unless I'm there with them and I follow along with the chazan. So where do I go? Is it better to hear shofar, or is it better to Shmon Esrei? Hochin l'makam shetokin, vein hochin l'makam shemavarchin. You go to the place where there's a shofar, not to the place where they're making the brachos of machzor zechores shofars. Ask the Gemara the amazing line, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Hadoraisa, hadorabanan. One's doraisa, one's rabanan. Which is which? Shofar is doraisa. Machin is according to the shofar, is the rabanan. So what's the hava mean? Of course you go to the one that's doraisa, not to the one that's derabanan. Answers the Gemara, lo tzricha da'af al-gab da'havadev ha-safik. Even if shofar is only a safik, what's the safik? Rashi says, maybe they already blew. You don't know exactly when they're blowing. Maybe you'll get there and they're already blew. Or the Rambam says, maybe it's a suffix if they have a shofar. You're not even sure. And it's a vada the other case where they're going to Zeshwar Esrei. Still, you go to the suffix daraisa more than the vada derabanan. That is the chiddush of the braisa. This braisa is crucial for two reasons. Number one, all the Rishonim say, isn't this against everything that we've held? What does that mean? What does the Gemara say? Beferish. Machis, achordis, and shofars are derabanan. So, it says a beferish. How could there be a shita out there that says it's daraisa? The Gemara says, Beferish is Durabanan, and Shofar is Daraisa. How do you get out of that? It's a bomb kasha on Rashi in Parshas Emor. How can you say it's Daraisa? What's the answer? All the Achronim give the same answer. It's Daraisa when it's done in conjunction with each other. What's the case here? You have Shofar in one place, and a Machzor in the other place. So separately, this is Daraisa, this is Durabanan. If I do Tkiel Salseder Abrachos, that would be a Kiyam Daraisa. The bracha, the Machas Zecharis HaShofros, would integrate with shofar to make it a Kiyam Daraisa even of the brachos. But only when it's together, only when it's integrated. If it's by itself, then for sure it's Drabanan, and all Rishonim would agree that it's Drabanan in that context. Does this Gemara also say that Tefillah in general is Drabanan? Do you get that impression? Is this Gemara a raya to the Ramban, that davening every day is only a mitzvah Drabanan, not a Daraisa? Or maybe not. Maybe the Rambam could also, the Rambam holds only davening once a day is Daraisa. Three times a day with all of the detail, that's the Rabbanan. So the Rambam might still be able to read this Gemara, that once you daven Shachris, so then the rest of the tefillah is the Rabbanan. Right? You might even say that it's difficult on both shittas. The Ramban agrees that tefillah be'es tzara is Daraisa. Rosh Hashanah is an es tzara. Right? It's difficult. Everything is hanging in the balance. So, you know, that you have to work that out according to both opinions. But either way, this Gemara, though, is crucially discussed by the Achronim in terms of Daraisa versus Darabanan. Okay, next line. Now we get into the sugya in Shas relating to Chazaras Hashatz. One of the main sugya, right here. The Mishnah had said, Kishem Sheshliat Tzibur Chayev Kach Kol Yachid V'Yachid. The Tanakama had said, back on Lama Gimel Lama Beis, that everyone has a Damash Mon Esrei. That's what the Tanakama had said. Rebbe Gamliel had said, the Shliat Tzibur can be Motzi the Rabbim. Machlokas Tanoim. So, what was that machlokas about? Tanya, Amrulo, the Rabbi Gamliel, the Tosefta adds in some more words. They said to Rabbi Gamliel, Lidvarecha, according to your words, that the Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi others, Lama Tzibur Mispalim. What's the point of the Yachid davening? Rashi, Bilachash. What's the point of the silent Shmona Esrei if we could just have the Chazit be motzi us? Amr Lahem, an amazing line. In order for the Shliach Tzibur to have a practice run, he needs a practice run, and therefore everybody in the shul has to daven so that he can get a practice run. Right, he can get a practice run, that's why. Right? Maybe the Gabbai should go over to whoever's going to be the Chazan that day and say, you know what? You know, practice it once beforehand, you come. But everybody has to do it themselves? That's an amazing chiddush. Because they that can't be the only element of the Shmoneh Esrei, but it definitely is an element. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this. He has a machlokas between Rav Moshe and the Nitziv in a tshuva. Let's say it happens sometimes. Let's say I'm davening in a shul. I'm going to be the chazan. But the shul davens a different nusach than I daven. What nusach do I daven in the tefillah belachash? By the tefillah, kol ram, you have to daven, whatever the shul davens. If the shul davens Ashkenaz, then the chazan has to daven Ashkenaz. But let's say the chazan himself davens nusach svard. What does he do in his tefillah belachash? That's a machlokas achronim. The nitziv writes in a tshuva, he does his own nusach. Whatever he normally does, nobody hears. Right? It's a tefillah belachash. So at the end of Simen Yud Zayin in Meshav Davar, says the nitziv, aval. He says, "Ulahanach din shenishalnu hadinu kelim fi asaiti the tefillah balakash aser l'shanos mehanusach shenagul mikvar." He does what he always does out loud, and also the Nitziv adds, "Everybody in the shul, whatever they say out loud, has to do with the tzibur davens." Let's say it's nusach Ashkenaz, so everybody else in the shul, even if they daven sfarad, should not say lumasam shavchem yomrim, right? Whatever it is, narischa v'naktischa. When it's a davar b'kol ram, there has to be achdus, and therefore you do whatever the nusach of the shul is. So that's what the Nitziv says. But privately, you can do whatever you want. Rav Moshe says no. Rav Moshe says, what does this Gemara say? What's part of the purpose of tefillah belachash? Lahastir shliach tzibur tefilaso. To be misadarit. That's what Rav Moshe says. And then he was asked, it's chelik beisim and chavtes. He was asked by Rav David Cohn. Tavshin Chav Dalet. Erev Yom Kippur, Rav Moshe wrote this shuva, 1964. He says, you think that this line is only within the shita of Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah? That's the Shakla Vitaria? Says Rav Moshe, no. Rabbi Gamliel is talking here, but the shita applies even to the Rabbanan. Wouldn't argue on that. The Rabbanan argue on the bottom line, but they wouldn't argue on the svara. That's where Moshe says, "Avol pashut shegam Rabbanan savri zeh shashliach tzibur mispala balachash af shehu yispala achar kach b'kol rom lefnei atzibur v'hu avada yatzah b'tfilaso da'acher kach shehu lahasir tfilaso." V'chulu. And he says, Sarak gam shemispal balachash lispala kenusach ha-makom shemispal lima-tzibur. Mishum ha-tam shemispal mispal balachash kedesh she-yasu tfilaso. V'lo yikashel bilashono. Kishi yispal b'kol ram. Lifnei ha-tzibur. Hu emet. That is the shita that I hold. And that is an important halacha l'maisa. What Rav Moshe says. La hastir hatzibur tfilaso. Hastir hatzibur tfilaso. We're going to get to soon in the Gemara that even for the yachid, we daven b'yachid, if there is a Shmona Esrei that we're not so comfortable with, we should look it over beforehand so that we are able to not fly through it, but just be more smooth going through it when we get up to Shmona Esrei. We'll see that, Be'ez Hashem, soon in the Gemara. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar lahem Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel continues in the Tosefta. Rabbi Gamliel says to them, L'divrei chem, according to you, who says that the Shliach Tzibur cannot be motzi them, Lama Shliach Tzibur yorei lifnei ateva. So what do you need the chazan for? So you think, I have a problem with Tfilah B'lachash. You have a problem with Tfilah B'tzibur. Amru lo, k'di lahoti yaseinu baki. If there's someone who can't, there's someone who doesn't know. We'll agree if someone doesn't know that the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi them, Shomea Ka'oneh. We're just saying if a person knows, they should not rely on Shomea Ka'oneh. Amar Lahem, Kishem Shemotzi Asheino Baki, Kach Motzi Asha Baki. Rabbi Gamliel says, once you have the mechanism that it works, so why shouldn't it even work for a Baki? You're telling me it works for an Eino Baki. So it works for a Baki too. It shouldn't be? I'm not saying it shouldn't be. Does it work or not? That is what I say. Kach Motzi Asha Kach Motzi Asha Baki. Tosfos on the bottom. Mikan Pasak Baal Halachas Gedolos. From here, the Bahag Paskin, the Yachid Sheta'a, Velo Hizkir Shal Rosh Chodesh. What if I'm davening Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, and I forgot Yalav Yavo, and I'm supposed to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, but the Chaz is about to start, and then I remembered? I could piggyback. Yechavein libo letfila social shliach tzibur, mitchila atzof, v'yotze, af alpi shehu baki. Right, it shouldn't be used. You're right, we should say it myself. But what if I did say it myself? But I made a mistake. That's different than not davening at all. If I didn't daven at all, I can't just listen to the chazan. But if I davened and made a mistake, Shitas Tosfos is that there's a chilek. Look at the bottom line. Yesh l'chalek ben hecha d'hispalel v'tah, l'hecha d'lo hispalel klal. There's a big difference between the two. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. It's Simen Kuf Chav Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, if somebody made a mistake, La'achar shesimur hatzibur tfilasan, yachzor shle hatzibur hatfila, she'im yeshmi she'ene yodeya lehispalel, if there is somebody who doesn't know how to daven, yechavein l'masha omer v'yotzebo, v'tzarech oso she'yotze b'tfiyah shle hatzibur, lechavein l'kol masha omer shle hatzibur v'yerosh v'atzof. If you're going to piggyback, somebody who doesn't know, or like Tosfos says, right, somebody who's piggybacking, you gotta listen to every word. Ve'eno mavsik, ve'eno mesiach, and he doesn't have any hefsik, he can't have any hefsik, even for the Mishnah Berurah quotes, even for Kedusha or Baruch Hu, you have to say amen to all the brachas. That you say amen to because you're being yotzi with his brachas. But that is how you are yotze with the chazan. Ve'eno mavsik, ve'eno mesiach, uposeya shalosh psios la'acharav, Adam is palel atzmo. Sounds like you have to stand there with your feet together, and just like you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, and at the end you take 3 steps back, just like if you would have done it yourself. But the only kula is here that you have to stand there, listening, focus. You don't have to say it. Right? That is the Shliach Tzibur. Why should there be a difference between if you said it yourself versus if you didn't say it at all? So hold that thought. We'll have to come back to that in a couple of minutes. Weiter. Says the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chachamim were Modim to Rabbi Gamliel. They could even the Chazak could even be Motzi Abaki. For Rav Amar Adani Machlokas. So what are you talking about? There's still an argument. Nobody was Modim to anybody. Shama Rabbi Chia Bereid Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Azal Amar L'Shvaitza Kamed Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. Amar Lei Hachi Amar Rav Adani Machlokas. Rav says there's still a Machlokas. Nobody agreed. Amar li Rabba Barbar Chana Nami, Hachi Kamar. Also, let me tell you, Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan, La Hashmaitza, when Rabbi Yochanan said the Chachamim were Moda, if Legalei Reish Lakish, V'yamar Adayini Machlokas, Reish Lakish also argued and said, no, that's not true, there's still a Machlokas, period. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that they're Moda? That they're Moda to the Rebbe Gamliel. V'amar Rebbe Chana Tzipora Amar Rebbe Yochanan Hilchasak Rebbe Gamliel. If he has to come out with a statement that we follow Rebbe Gamliel, it must be that there's a machlokes. And here they're saying we pass it like Rebbe Gamliel. So, says the Gemara, Kisalik Rebbe Abba Miyame, when Rebbe Abba came back from being at sea, Rashi says, the Yam, Pirsha, Modim Chachamim, the Rebbe Gamliel, Bebrachasha Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that they're modet to him on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? We have these long brachas. We'll see in the Gemara. The Alachem Mechad Pligi beBrachas to Kol Hashana. They still argue the rest of the year that the Chaza cannot be motzi the Yechidim. Says the Gemara. Eini, really? Is that true also? Amar Reb Chana Tzipo Ra'a. Amar Reb Yochanan Halacha Kareb Gamliel beBrachas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Question marks, you see, he even passes like Rabbi Gamliel, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, meaning there's a machlokas even there. So we're still stuck. So El Amar Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak, Man Modim Rebbe Meir. When Rabbi Yochanan says that the rabbis agree to Rabbi Gamliel, which rabbis are we talking about? Rebbe Meir agrees to Rebbe Gamliel that it is the Chazak can be motzi. The halacha mechal de pligi rabbanon. But when he says that they still argue that the rabbanon, the Tanya, as the following brisa says, brachal shel Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim shliach tzibur motzi harav mimidei chovasan. Div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur it can be motzi. V'chachamim omrim kishem shel shliach tzibur chayiv kach kol yochid v'yochid chayiv. So when Rebbe Yochanan said they're modeh, he only means Rebbe Meir. So the Gemara says, Maishnahani, what's the difference? What's the difference between the Bracha Shmoneh Esrei of the whole year and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Right, it's not fundamentally, it's the same halachic mechanism. What's the difference? So says the Gemara, Ilema Mishum Dinefishi Krai. Is it because you have so many psukim? So is that the reason why it would be different? Which psukim are we talking about here? Which psukim? Not so clear in the Gemara. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What would you say? What's the pashas of the Gemara? Those 30 psukim that we mentioned a few daf ago. There's a lot of psukim here. The problem is, if that's what the case is, that's how Rabbeinu Tam reads the Gemara. But let's keep reading for a minute. V'yamar Rav Chananel Amarav. Kivat Sha'amar V'saraskal Kosov Leimar Shuvei No Tzarech. Question mark. But one second, we said those psukim are in Ma'akev. Once you say V'saraskal Kosov Leimar, and it says it talks about this in your Torah also, that's good enough. So therefore, you don't even need to say the psukim. You don't need to say the psukim. Didn't we say in the Mishnah earlier that you had to have at least 9 or 3 or 7? There's a minimum. No psukim? You don't need any psukim? That's why Rashi rejects this pshat of the Gemara. Rashi here says that Mishnah earlier is against this. When it says psukim, it must mean the psukim for the Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. That's what it means, which isn't so many. But there's a couple of psukim. That's what it's referring to. Right? It's an example. It's a perfect example of a Rishon who is so influenced by another source, he has to reread the Pashas of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam does the opposite. He's so influenced by the Pashas of the Gemara that he has to reread the other source. This is the Rabbeinu Tam we mentioned 3 days ago. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? That whole machlokas earlier. Rabbeinu Tam is right here in Tosfos. The whole machlokas earlier about the minimum number of psukim is only once you started to say the psukim. If you never even started to say the psukim, then they're not ma'akev. And that's the Rishonim cannot fathom. The Rashba says, why does that make sense? I don't think that's what the Mishnah says, and I don't understand it. But that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, because of this Gemara. See the middle of Tosfos? The hecha de hischil pligi. So go back a line. Rabbeinu Tam pirish. The apsuke machi is a chodesh v'shofersky. Is referring to those 30 psukim. V'heicha de'hischil pligi, de'lo yifchos, l'marke de'islei, l'marke de'islei. Aval yachol liftar atzmo legamrei. But you can pather yourself totally. Al yidei b'saras l'chaz of leimar. Aval mikro shal musuf, tzarech lahaskir lo'olam. Sheba makam karbanas. Rabbeinu Tam asked the question the other way. Right, according to Rashi, you save yourself. Because you say it's talking about the psukim of musuf, those are ma'akev. If you leave those out, you're not yotzei. So I have a problem the other way. So each shita has problems and chidushim. But that is a machlokas. What exactly, which psukim are we referring to here? So we're still at a question though. So why is the Shmona Esrei, at least according to some Tanaim, Rabbi Meir, why is the Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur different than the rest of the year that you can be, the Chazak can be motzi? Is it because there's a lot of psukim that doesn't work? Elamishum da avshi brachos. Okay, it's not because of the psukim, it's because of the brachos. The Gra takes out the word brachos, he just says da avshi, that it's a long Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore we allow the Chazin to be able to be motzi others. They quote B'Shem Reb Chaim, Reb Salvation quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim always used to like to say Shmoneh Esrei with his eyes closed. Thought that was best for his kavanas. He always had to do that. So he used to practice before Shmoneh Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He used to practice to learn that Shmoneh Esrei by heart, in order to be able to say it also with his eyes closed. He was mesader it, and in that way, able to say Shmoneh Esrei kira'ui, based on how he wanted to say it. Okay, Gufa, says the Gemara. We just quoted. Amar Chanan el Amarav, Kivan Sha'amar Uvis Arascha Kosov Leymar, Shoveinot Sarich. Right, we just say b'di'avid, you could just say that line. Savar mina hanimili b'yachid. Aval b'tzibur lo. We thought at originally that's only b'yachid, but by a tzibur, when the chazan is saying it, said for sure he has to say it. Itmar, Amar, Yeshua ben Levi, Echa yachid, Echa tzibur, Kivan Sha'amar, Vitzarascha Kosov Leymar, Shuv Eino Tzarech. B'di'avid, it is okay. Period. Amar b'lazar, La'olam yastir adam tfilaso v'yachar kachis palel. A person, as we said earlier, should be mesader, not just the chazan. A person should always be mesader his tefillah, and then daven. You shouldn't go into Shmoneh Esrei cold. You should practice beforehand. We should be mesader our tefillah, and then daven. Amar Rebbe Abba, mistavra milsed Rebbe Elazar, bebracha shal Rosh Hashanah, v'yom shal Yom HaKippurim. That's where it makes sense. Vishal prakim, or of a Shmoneh Esrei that you do every so often. Aval de kol hashana lo. But what we do every day, the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, you don't have to do that. You know that. You don't have to be mesader that. So eini v'har Rav Yehuda mesader tzlosi amatzle. 1 minute, Rav Yehuda did. Whatever Rav Yehuda davened, he was mesader his tefillah. He practiced beforehand and he davened. Answer, shiny Rav Yehuda. Kivan to mitzlasin yomin, letzlasin yomin, havi matzli, kiprak and dummy. He only davened once a month. Why? Rashi quotes. He reviewed his Talmud. He reviewed all of his learning every month. He was Tarasa Umnaso. He didn't waste a second. He didn't daven except once a month. So once a month, he had to say the Shmoneh Esrei, and that's why he was Masadirit. But we, if we say it more often, so then we do not have to be Masadirit. Good. Says the Rama, why haven't we ever heard of this, of being Masadir or Tfilah? The Shulchan Aruch says, there's a Simin in Shulchan Aruch. Simin Kuf. Tfilas shel moados v'shel rashi chadashim tzarech lahasir tfilaso kodem shiyis palel kedei shedei shkura befiv. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, u'b'shiyari knesset agadola tama al minag anashim shemikilin b'chol zeh lehis palel balpeh ve'ena mesajim mitchila she'eni yodea masomchu. I don't know what people are doing davening without preparing. Rama explains our minhag. V'yesh omrim dafka k'shem ispalim alpeh. Aval k'shem ispalim mitoch asidur mutter taharam ashem ispalel v'chei noagin. Why don't we ever? It's a good idea to practice anyway beforehand, right? To get us in the mood so we have more kavana. But in terms of the obligation to be masader, it does not apply when somebody has a sitter, because they can read the words. But the Mishnah Berurah is screaming about people who don't look inside their sitter, and it's a Shmoneh Esrei that they're not used to. V'ayin shari tshuva, l'chadchila bevadei, nachon lizar leizpalel b'chanaka, upurim, u'moadev, rashi chadashim, al kolpanim, tfila rishona, mitoch hasidur, v'day. The first alanisim, Rosh the Yal V'Yavo, whatever it is, says the Mishnah Berurah, one should use a sitter for that, to make sure to be mesader his tefillah. So the Chashuke Chemed, trivia question. Tell me a difference in halacha between Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan and every other Rosh Chodesh of the year. Tell me a difference in halacha. What's the difference in halacha? Okay, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, I understand, is a difference. What's the difference in Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan and all the rest of the year? So he explains, by every other Rosh Chodesh of the year, there probably isn't as much of a chiyah to be mesader your tefillah, because within 30 days, going backwards, you've said the Shmoneh Esrei, by last Rosh Chodesh. But by Cheshvan, you didn't say the tefillah for Rosh Chodesh a month ago, because it was Rosh Hashanah. So that's why it's been 2 months since you've said the Shmoneh Esrei. So that's why it might have a difference in halacha in terms of the level of chiyah of being mesader tefillah. Good. Weiter. We'll get to the one other question from him in a minute. Bez Hashem. Okay, Vaita, let's continue. Last section. Amar Rabbi Acha bar Avira, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida. Poter hayu Rabbi Gamliel lafilo amshe besados. Rabbi Gamliel, when he says that the Chazin can be motzi others, not only the people in the shul he can be motzi, but even the people in the field who aren't even in shul. Even the amshe besados could be used. Says the Gemara, Volomi boy, hani takami hachi. What does afilu mean? It means, for sure the people in shul, but even the people outside of shul. Adarab, or just the opposite. Hani anisi, hani lo anisi. No, it should be only the people outside of shul. The people in shul should have to do it themselves. Outside of shul, they're anus. Detani abba breidra binyamin barchia. Am, just like the following halacha. Am shachar ha-kohanim. People in shul who are behind the kohanim. When they give the nisiyas kapayim, ena bechlal bracha, they don't count. You have to be either in front of the kohanim or to the side of the kohanim. You can't be behind the kohanim. But we know the halacha is, what if somebody's outside? The kohanim have them in mind. So they're better. So the same thing here. If you're in shul, you should have to do what's best to do. So Ela, Kiyasa Rav, and Amr of Yaakov, Aridi, Amr of Shiva Chasida, you're right. Lo pater Rabbi Gamliel, Ela Am Shebesados. Rabbi Gamliel only patered, only the Am Shebesados. My time, Mishum Da Anisi Bimalacha, because they're busy doing Malacha, they can't be in shul. Avo Ba'ir, but in the city, no. What does that mean? See the girsa on the side? Pirish Ein Shliatzibur Motzian Ada Asu Lebei Knishta. Not only in the field, but even if you're in the city, and you come to shul. Vishamu Mishas Mitchila Vatsof. Meaning, you want to be Yotzei? Then you have to come to shul if you have the ability and hear it from beginning to end. But otherwise, you cannot be yotzei. Again, according to Rabbi Gamliel, if you hear every word, you can be yotzei. The minog of Klal Yisrael today is not like Rabbi Gamliel, meaning if one knows the halacha, one knows the Shmona Esrei, then we say it ourselves. We do not rely on Shema Ka'oneh, just as we said before. There's three exceptions, Kriyishma, Shmona Esrei, and Berachas HaMazon. There is a crucial thought of Reb Soloveitchik that we have to mention both here and in Sukkah and in Brachas, and that is, Reb Soloveitchik goes back to the question he had before on Tosfos. Tosfos, the Baha quoted on the bottom of the previous page, that if I davened, but I just messed up and I forgot Yalav Yavo, then I could use the Chazan for my Shmona Esrei. But if I didn't daven at all, I can't. Why? Either I could use the Chazan or I can't use the Chazan. Question number one. Question number two asks Rev Soloveitchik. He says, what is, he says, the, I'll just go before he ask the question first. Okay, let me ask the question first. He says, the Rambam holds, Im ta'ash liyatzibur k'shumis palo balachash. Let's say the Chazan messed up when he was saying his Tila Balachash. Ani Omer, says the Rambam, She'eino chozer umispalo pam shnia. He doesn't have to daven again. Mipnei Torah HaTzibur. Because it's a Tircha de Tzibur if he would have to daven another private Shabbat Esrei. And then Chazar HaShat. Ela somech ala tfilo shemispalo b'kol ram. He could rely on the Shemon Esrei that he's going to say b'kol ram. V'hu shalota, as long as he didn't make a mistake in the first three brachas. Okay, that's the Rambam. Answer of Soloveitchik. What's the Havamina? Of course he could use that Shmona Esrei. What does Rambam say? You would have thought, without the reason of Tircha de Tzibura, that he would not be able to use his second Shmona Esrei. Why not? He's davening again. What, it's a different Shmona Esrei than one he just did? What's the problem? So explains Rav Soloveitchik, again, a well-known in the world of Rav Soloveitchik's, there are two types of Shmona Esreis. There is what we call a Tfila Bitzibur and a Tfilas Hatzibur. Tfila Balachash is Tfila Bitzibur. We daven. Everybody in the tzibur davens privately at the same time. That's tefila bitzibur. That's number one. And that's why the most important thing in shul is not just to get kedusha, right? With the, it's to daven the tefila balachash with the tzibur. That's tefila bitzibur. Chazoras Hashat is a totally different idea. That's tefilas hatzibur. What does that mean? That's like the carbon tamid. There's another Shmona Esrei that the Chazad is saying on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael. The sum of Klal Yisrael. It's not every individual. It's the sum. That's like a carbon tamid. He's offering another carbon on our behalf. It's very different. The tefilas hatzibur. And that's where Soloveitchik's Talmidim used to stand there with their feet together to be part of this tefilas hatzibur. But that's the Havamina, why he wouldn't be able to use that. Because after all, it's a totally different Shmona Esrei. Because it's not tefilah b'tzibur, it's the tefilah of the tzibur. Tefilah b'tzibur will be mekel. Will allow you to use it. But really, fundamentally, it's very different. Right? And that's why, though, it's so terrible talking during Chazaras HaShatz. This is the tefilas hatzibur. You're rejecting the tzibur. And that explains the Bahank, he says. Because only if you made yourself part of the tzibur in the tefillah bitzibur, can you then take part in the tefillah's hatzibur. If you daven Shmona Esrei and you just made a mistake, you forgot Yalva Yavo, you were still part of the tzibur, so you could piggyback with the tefillah's hatzibur. If you didn't daven at all, so then you're not part of the tzibur. And therefore the tefillah's hatzibur will not work for you. We might not pass it like that, Bahag, but that's the svara. That's the svara for the Bahag. So he says, "Dahavi." I'm reading from the Rishima Shirim and Brachas Daf Chavav. Beis kiyumim nifradim shel tefila. V'din zechal bein benogel lakal bein benogel l'shliach tzibur atzmo. Umishem kach chutz acharavam lomar mishem tircha de tzibur hikilu she'ein shliach tzibur tzorach lachzor l'spalel opam b'lachash. You don't have to daven again. And then he quotes again. There's a lot of Rayas and other ideas that fit into this. He's a Fiza Nira, he quotes that Tosfos, I'm sorry that I just quoted. And then he says another Rambam. He says, Hakol omdim b'shomim v'onin amein achar kol bracha u'bracha bein elu shalo yatsu yidei chovasan bein elu shekvar yatsu yidei chovasan. The Rambam says explicitly that even if you already yotze, you need to answer amein. When do you ever have that? You have a chiv to make sure to answer amein even if you already yotze. He says, "Lachorah did amid davanias amin l'tilah shliach tzibur who did l'misha eino baki to be yotzei." No, you see from the Rambam, "Afilu elu shekfaris paulu chayavim bazeh mishum debe etzem takones chazaras hashatz nemar to call hatzibur chayavim lamo l'shmoa v'lanos amin akol bracha u'bracha because it's tefillah that shayach to the entire tzibur. Again, the tefillah bit tzibur and the tefillah hatzibur of Rav Soloveitchik." Good. And that's what we have to realize. We have to realize that the importance of not doing anything during Chazaras HaShatz. The Mishnah Berurah screams at those who take off their tefillin during Chazaras HaShatz, right? Even to put on the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, if that's one's minhag. You can't do it then. You can't do it then. Number one, you're ruining Chazaras HaShatz. Number two, Me'ikra did we pass in like Rashi. And you have to have your Rashi tefillin on for the minimum requirement. Arba Kaddishim v'chulu, as it says in Hilchos Tefillin, which is through the Kaddish before Aleinu. So, number one, we're taking it off during Chazaras HaShatz, and number two, we're taking it off too early. So, the Mishnah Berurah screams about that. And the other, as the famous line in the Shulchan Aruch, talking during Chazaras HaShatz, Gadol Avonim in So. Right? It's terrible. But again, with this idea, it gives it a little more oomph, a little more magic. In terms of the significance of Chazaras HaShatz. Just to finish with one more Chashuk Echemet, we talk about on the Nesias Kapayim here, talking about Duchening, listen to this Shaila. Shaila, there was a rich individual that was once visiting a shul, and it was Yantif, and he was going to Duchen, he was a Kohen. The problem is he had very fancy shoes. Very fancy shoes. So he's like, what do? I don't know anybody here, everybody's strangers. He goes over to this little guy who looks pretty trustworthy. He says, he puts his shoes in a bag and said, can you please watch these? Can you please watch these? Fine. So the guy puts it between his feet, underneath, and the guy goes down and goes to Duchen. And during Duchening, what does he do? He closes his eyes, goes under his eyes, closes his eyes, and Duchening. Fine. All of a sudden, right at the Duchening, he opens up his eyes, the shoes are gone. Shoes are gone, they're not in between his legs, under his feet. The question is he chayef? Is he chayef to pay for the shoes? Right? Do you say that, well, it's normal, a lot of people close their eyes during Duchening, but he accepted to do Shmirah. So, that is the question. The question is he chayef to pay? Hakonem simu shalom, ruvein pakach einav, v'sakit nalayim einalofanav. Ha'ashir v'ruvein echelu b'chipusim katchadiniyim, achasakit lo nim, so they couldn't find them. They couldn't find them. So he says, well, I discussed this in Bar Mitzvah already. Maisa ba'echad, so I gave sabi to Ruvein to put into his house. And he takes it into his house, fine. It was the Lela Seder. And because it was the Lela Seder, I held like the Magen Avraham in the name of the Ma'aril, that it's a Lel Shimurim and I could leave my door open. So I left my door open on Pesach 9, and somebody comes and takes something, takes the Pikadon. Do I have to pay? The answer is yes, I have to pay. He quotes his father, Rav Yashiv, who says, fine, there's a minog of Lel Shimurim, leaving the door open. You could do a minog for yourself. You can't do a minog at the expense of other people. It's not an obligation. Besides the fact that b'vakam shchiach ganavim, that you're not allowed to leave the door open. But in any case, v'amur mekol adam shkach yinag v'beiso b'kol ma sheshayach lo avolo kishemachzik pikadon shel azulas shetzorach lishalo toim maskim lenokach. And therefore, it's a problem. So says Rav Zilberstein Mestama here too. There's no obligation to close your eyes during Berachas Kohanim. If somebody gave you something to watch, then you should keep your eyes open or hold it in your hands. Uveprat. And you want to say, oh, you're not allowed to hold something during tefillah. You're not saying Shmona Esrei now. That's why Shmona Esrei now. So there's no problem with holding it. So therefore, l'sikum, he says, the guy's got to pay for the shoes. That's what he poskens. The guy's got to pay for the shoes. He gave it to him to watch, and he didn't do a proper job. And he didn't. Wasn't following any specific chiyuv by not watching the shoes. Anyway, that's the regarding the Am Shachori HaKohanim. Hadrulok Yontif, Baruch Hashem, another Masechta, as we continue our travels through Shas, here in Daf Yomi land, and Be'ez Hashem, coming up with the next four Masechtas in Moe, Titus, Megillah, Mokah, and Chagiga. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we start Titus, which Titus will be partly here, partly in from Camp Kaylee over the summer. Megillah will be all from there. And Moed Katan is a little bit from there when we get back, the first week or so of Moed Katan, Be'ez Hashem. But the schedule will be, Be'ez Hashem, to continue doing it throughout the summer. And Be'ez Hashem, we should go Michael Ochayel.